Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
The story came from a time when I was leading a ministry at Willow Creek called Axis, and it was a ministry to what we call the 18 to 20-something generation. And every Saturday night and Sunday morning, we would have weekend services in the gymnasium while the regular church had their services in the auditorium. And we had 1,200 to 1,500 kids in that age group coming to the services. And there was one girl that was on one of our teams. She was very bright. She was an engineer by trade. She worked on our technology teams for our wiring and our sound, and she also was on the music team. And I think it was the week after September 11th. And, you know, for that generation, it was really the first time they had had something so crushing and so world-altering happen. And we did a service called Don't Forget to Remember. And we talked about the way God used the word remember in Scripture all the time and how important it is to remember the goodness of God as sort of a stake in the ground in your life when bad things happen. And at the end of the service, we sang a few worship songs, and we had some of our leaders down front, and people could, during the worship time, come down and get in line and have a leader pray with them and then tie a string around their finger. You know, just don't forget to remember. And Jen, this one girl, came down in my line. And I knew that Jen had struggled with depression a lot. Like, she had been hospitalized a couple times. She was on medication. She had just really wrestled with it. And so she stood in my line, and she whispered in my ear, you know, the music's playing, and she said, is it true? Is it really true that God is there even when life is hard? And again, what I said next came out of my own experience, so I can't make her believe it. But I said, Jen, I think it is true, especially when life is hard. Mm-hmm. And it was a very brief interaction. I didn't think much of it. I prayed for her. The next week, she came back to the services and bounced down at me, and she said, hey, I got a tattoo. And I thought, okay, I'm not your mother. I suppose that's fine. And she put both of her arms out in front of me and turned her wrists up. And over the scars that had been there from her cutting, she had had the Hebrew word for grace tattooed on both of her inner wrists as a way to just say, every time I look at those cuts, I'm going to look at this new word now. And I think seismically something happened inside of me, and I don't think I've been the same ever since. Like that juxtaposition of the scars of her brokenness and her sadness and the hope of the Hebrew word grace. What a powerful combination of what does it mean to live wrestling with God and in the midst of good and bad, and just declare, I'm gonna try whenever I can to think of grace when life gets hard.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.